following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner at your service, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, and Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. And Boy, we've had our water wings and inner tubes and
the
kayaks and
the ark
has
landed.
Yes, wow.
So we're able to get off and get in.
Yeah, it's nice to be back.
I feel like we've been gone for 6 months or something.
I feel sorry for those people still downstream from the Brazos.
Well, there's some of my neighbors right out here just off of Old Washington and Chapel Hill and areas just around there within 20, 30 miles, and it's been a pretty rough time for them. So
I've been getting messages from all over the country asking how things are going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, wanting to know if we're safe, all of those types of things. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're safe. Just send money.
There you go. Hopefully we got a little bit of drying out going on here for the next few days without something else big happening.
Yes.
So we can catch up a little bit. And my hat's off and my thanks to my neighbors and certainly to the county road crews and stuff who've been through and moving big trees and tree stumps and big piles of dirt and big chunks of asphalt coming up off the road, like 1155 and parts of 105 and out there on Felder Road and several other places. So thanks to all of you for helping us out and getting out there. A lot of work to do, though.
Yep.
A lot of work. So everybody be careful, be patient, and it'll get done.
Yeah, it's nice that the sun's out, but I had a couple people that I talked to last week. Because phones are still nice. You don't have to go out.
Yes.
I told them, hey, this is a good weekend. It's a wet weekend. Finish the paperwork. Finish the proposal. They were doing a retirement information, and they were doing some 401k allocations. This is a great time when it's raining. Now's the time. Sit down. Fill the stuff out. We did the income and expense worksheet, the net worth worksheet. Said, fill them out now. Now's the time to do it when you can't do much anything anyway. Well, hopefully we'll see what happens today if they respond.
Oh, that's a possibility. Well, you know, all of us got a little extra time to do a little bit of catching up on some things. And I think one of the other things that somebody called me about was they finally got around to filling out a bunch of stuff about what their assets are, what their liabilities are, what land they own and all this. They were doing a preparatory worksheet for going to an attorney to have their wills looked at and updated.
That's a good idea to do that kind of stuff.
So good opportunity for some of us to catch up on some things. In the meantime, what are things looming ahead for us this week? Financially, we'll talk about that, take a look at the markets, and we're going to crunch a couple of brief numbers with you about how to take Social Security for couples. There may be a couple of things you don't know, and of course, Jamie, you've got stuff that you brought with you, and Doug, you've got topics as well of interest.
Income insurance.
One of the things that I came across in the last week with everything that's been going on is some misconceptions about Medicare and hospice care. Exactly what hospice means and how you actually get it.
And does your insurance cover it?
Yeah,
that's a biggie. So all of that plus more. If you've got any questions you've been saving up for us, here's our number to get to us right now. It's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Doug, Jamie, right here on the Money Makeover Show.
Every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah.
Stop
letting power outages interrupt your life. Protect your home and family from the uncertainty of power outages by keeping the lights on and basic household appliances running with a standby generator from ATI. Don't be susceptible to storm outages or compromised electric grids. With a standby generator, you can keep medical devices running, gas pumps pumping, cash registers scanning, and no more downtime for those who work online at home. ATI has technicians that can install and service home, commercial, and industrial stationary generators of any size. The new 10-kilowatt standby generator affordably covers your home's basic circuits, providing backup power to your lights, refrigerator, television, and other small appliances. The 20-kilowatt powers even more of your household appliances, including up to 2 air conditioners. And now, flexible placement options and compact sizes can make it a reality for many homeowners. Call ATI at 979-826-9770 before the next storm hits. There's an ATI professional technician near you. Call 979-826-9770 today to set up an appointment for a free quote.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG also provides project management services nationally for hotel renovations. In Brenham, they serve as construction managers on the renovation of the Simon Theater and other historical landmarks in Washington County. RWG Construction Management is at 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call them at 979-836-7176. That again is 979-836-7176.
ProServe Automotive, good work, fair price. ProServe Automotive, doing it right.
Hi, Joni. What's wrong with your car? It sounds weak.
Yeah, Robin, I think it needs some vitamins.
Follow me to ProServe Automotive. Our techs can put the muscle back into your car. At ProServe Automotive, we do performance checks, see if there's any maintenance due, and diagnose any problems.
Let the mechanics at ProServe Automotive in Brenham put the muscle back in your car. ProServe Automotive, 1703 South Market in Brenham. Call 830-8000 to schedule your performance check. 830-8000 to schedule your performance check at ProServe Automotive in Brenham.
Your car's all ready, Joni.
Ooh, I love muscle.
Good work, fair price.
Join me, Craig Montana, and KWHI for the Washington County Dairy Day, live from the Washington County Fairgrounds on Saturday, June the 11th. We'll have live reports about the dairy industry beginning at 10:30. These reports on the Dairy Day program are sponsored by Washington County Farm Bureau, Cattleman Supply, Fourth and Linky Welding, Washington County Tractor, K&M Grocery, and Acrin Extract Repair. Join me and KWHI for live reports from Dairy Day, live from the Washington County Fairgrounds, Saturday, June 11th from 10:30 till 12:30.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Got an office, Central Texas, downtown Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. Also, another office about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area, just outside of the big traffic tie-ups in Houston, of course. And so we got you covered no matter which way. We're licensed as financial planners and advisors in 19 states. And glad to help you out with answers to questions or maybe financial planning or maybe getting a retirement plan together for your company. We've got two or three of them we're working on right now just for people actually in this area, Central Texas and Brenham, et cetera.
I want to catch up. We were talking about off the air. Our role here is to give you ideas to save you money.
Yep.
Well, those of you who lost power and your refrigerators are stinking really bad, how do you get rid of that odor? And like Jamie was saying, he's known people just throw away their refrigerators because the stuff stinks so bad. I've been told, I've had some paintball buddies have to get rid of odor in a freezer that it had lost. They shut it off for 4 weeks.
Ooh.
On purpose because it was a cabin, but that somebody had left some meat in the freezer. And so after 4 weeks, that was pretty rank, and the one guy said, well, try used coffee grounds in the freezer. And he did, and it took away all the odor.
Wow. Okay, use coffee grounds. So
you don't have to throw away your
stuff
freezer.
In your fridge and freezer. Try scrubbing it down with that, no, I guess. Leave them in there.
Yeah, I personally have not tried that. But just some tidbit to save you some money.
Okay. A little bit of housekeeping there for
That's
everybody.
Right.
Speaking of housekeeping, if you guys are getting around to maybe looking at retirement plan information for you, your spouse, getting your wills updated, how are you standing with your savings plan and investments and all that, we have some terrific worksheets for you. They are free of charge. Just call us at the office. We'll get them out to you. Tell Sharon who you are. Or you want to come by the office and grab them? We got them on the printer for you, so that's no problem. And here's our office phone number, by the way. And also, if you've got questions, heaven's sakes, give us a call. Glad to answer those questions for you. Or if you want to schedule your free review, perfect. Our number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Markets this morning kind of going sideways, but we're kind of going up a little bit on, the Dow and the...
Yeah, Dow is up about
S&P?
0.5%, and the S&P is about close to 0.5%, NASDAQ's down 0.25%, so it's not any major moves, but... It's kind of in the green, so.
Well, we got Janet Yellen, the head of the Fed, supposedly trying to figure out what they're going to do. And she's supposed to talk to some people in the nation's capital and other places over the next couple of days and say, here's what we're going to plan to do. Now, all of a sudden it was, well, we're going to raise interest rates. And now it's like, well,
yeah, the
maybe
jobs
not.
Report came out and it was about a third of what they thought it was going to be. So it's like, okay, if we raise interest rates, that's going to put a damper on more jobs, so it's going to kill the economy again. So they're saying now, well, maybe we should hold off a month or two.
Yeah, the jobs report was kind of interesting because, as you said, the numbers were much, much lower than they thought they were going to be. There was only something like 34,000 jobs added nationwide in May, and now they're going back, and they're also revising the numbers they had for March and April, so in a downward fashion.
Yep.
So, yeah, they're rethinking whether or not they're going to raise those interest rates.
Well, and I think, too, that there are so many other things going on with economies that are not doing really well. And so I think everybody's just sitting back globally and not just here. And trying to see what's happening. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see whether anybody's going to bump any interest rates in the face of all that.
Well, see, you shouldn't have to be worried about that if you have your retirement strategy, your investment strategy in place. You got your risk management in place, your cash reserve. And
What do you mean by risk management? By the way, we toss out turns all the time. What is risk management?
Risk management is sometimes bad things happen in your life financially.
Unexpected.
Yeah, unexpectedly. So that's what you buy insurance for, is to cover those unexpected bad things.
Stuff like your homeowner's policy.
Yeah, flood insurance.
And FEMA flood insurance if you're in the flood plain and didn't know it until now, unfortunately.
Yeah, and car insurance, life insurance, income insurance.
That's disability coverage.
Yeah, just that's
long-term
risk.
Care.
Long-term care, nursing home care. Those are things that you can't really pay for out of your own pocket. Most people don't have $3 or $4 or $5 million that they can use to pay for those expenses, and so that's where they share the risk with insurance companies. That's risk management, which is different than cash reserve, where you keep the money for the rainy day or in case a car quits or a roof goes bad or your house gets flooded and you got to cover the deductible on your insurance.
Mm-hmm. Well, risk management, what that does is that enables you to do some things, because what you're trying to do is make sure that something doesn't happen that's not going to be covered that could ruin your whole plan. Because those are unexpected things. That's why you cover them with types of insurance to try and cover it.
Well, and speaking of insurance, I know both of you guys have talked more recently with some folks who have some health issues, or they have a relative, a loved one who's got health issues right now, and they're now dealing with hospice care. And a lot of folks think that Medicare, for instance, pays for all of that, or other insurances will pay for hospice care, and that may not, well, tell everybody how that works.
Well,
Jamie,
there is some misconceptions about that because it is misleading, because many times when you hear somebody talk about hospice, they talk about going into hospice and hospice care. And hospice care is end-of-life care. It is a service that's provided that may or may not be in a hospice facility. You know, you may receive hospice care in a skilled nursing facility. You may receive hospice care in a custodial facility. You may receive hospice care at home. So hospice is simply the care that's provided. And how do you get hospice? Well, generally speaking, the only way that you can get hospice is if a doctor writes a prescription basically saying that, yes, you qualify for hospice care. And generally that means you've been diagnosed as terminally ill within the next 6 months.
Yeah, or terminal within the next 6 months.
That's correct. And then you receive hospice care. And hospice care, they're going to come in and provide the care, the hospice care, the end-of-life care, the palliative care. They may only come in two or three times a week to provide that care.
Well, they also provide materials. I remember my father-in-law, we had him on hospice care, and they provided a bed, one of those beds that move, you know, you can conform up and down and sideways, and then different devices to help him get around at the time. And so that was part of the hospice care. But it was kind of amazing. 2 days after he died, the guy was there picking up all the equipment, I guess because they clean it up and then recycle it again.
Mm-hmm. And so the question becomes, you know, does Medicare cover hospice? And the answer to that question, generally speaking, is yes, hospice care is covered at 100%. However, what's not covered is room and board. And so if you're not at home, if you're in a skilled nursing facility, a custodial facility, assisted living facility, wherever the care is being provided, whatever the room and board charges are, that is not going to be covered by Medicare.
So that would be like you're already in an assisted living home or a nursing home, and your health deteriorates, and then the doctor determines, okay, you can go to hospice care. You still have to pay for the room and board. It's just some of that care you don't necessarily have to pay for.
That's correct. And what's misleading about it is many times the language that we use when we talk about hospice is that you're going to go into hospice. And there are hospice facilities where hospice care is provided.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that you have to understand is the care that's going to be provided will be covered by Medicare. The room and board charges for that facility are not going to be covered, even though it's called a hospice facility.
Yeah.
Now, there's an exception to that that has to do with respite care. But generally speaking, room and board is not going to be covered when it comes to hospice. And that's a surprise to a lot of people.
But if you had long-term care coverage of some type, that would continue to cover.
That's determined
whether you're a hospice or not.
That's correct. If you have long-term care coverage, then the amount of money that the long-term care policy is paying to you will continue to go on. For example, I know a family that was dealing with this, and they were in a rehabilitation facility.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first 30 days are covered by Medicare, and then after that, they're out-of-pocket costs. And they were looking, and they said, well, we thought that hospice was covered, but now it's going to be costing us $7,000 a month.
Ooh. For the facility.
For the facility, out of our pocket. And that's absolutely true. I mean, those are the kind of things that you're looking at. And that's why, you know, misconceptions are always there. If you say, well, I thought I had insurance to cover it. Well, you had good health insurance. You had a good Medicare supplement policy. It was going to cover what Medicare didn't cover, but only Medicare-approved charges.
Yeah.
And room and board for hospice is not a Medicare-approved charge.
So it can be challenging, again, if you don't know how this works or if you don't have a good long-term care coverage that you've signed up for, or you're wondering about how to do it. I know we just had a couple weeks ago a really great presentation and program at the Cannery Kitchen here in Brenham on different types of ways of getting and having long-term care coverage. So, again, there are different ways to do this. If you weren't able to make it to that and you still have questions about this coming up, do give us a call at the office. Let me give you that number again. It's 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903.
Okay, one thing to remember, medical insurance, whether you're buying a policy or a group policy or if it's Medicare and a Medicare supplement, those policies are designed to get you in and get you out, get you better in a hospital or a medical facility.
Yep.
They're not for maintenance. They're not for custodial care. They're not to take care of you, to help you get better and then get out.
Well, that's the thing. Medicare, if you're in a rehabilitation facility, one of the requirements for Medicare to cover that has to be that you're on a program to get better.
Yep.
And so they're not going to be administering, for example, pain medication that you may need when you're facing the end of life. They're not allowed to do that for you.
They will
have to be getting better. Mm-hmm. When you're in hospice, the decisions are made, you're not going to get better.
So just make you comfortable.
They're just trying to make you comfortable and socially and psychologically and all of the things that are involved with the end-of-life care. That's what hospice care does.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're in a rehab facility and you have a pet, they're probably not going to allow the pet in there.
Oh, that's true.
But if you're in hospice, many times they do.
Yeah.
And that does, I never thought about that, but our next door neighbor, her mother died, and all of a sudden they got three dogs. I said, I was talking to the husband. He said, I don't want another dog, but I couldn't have mom's dog just taken to the pound. So they have more dogs now because mom couldn't take care of it.
Right. The language gets very confusing. And that's why, I really wanted to talk about that today because I know families that are dealing with this and they thought they had this and that. And they simply, again, we talk about asking the right questions. And sometimes you ask the right question, but maybe the answer that you get is different than what you're intended.
Mm-hmm. So, again, lots of questions, lots of ins and outs of things. We're glad to help you to at least figure out some of these things. You don't have to go it alone. Our office number, again, if you'd like some information or anything we can do to help you or make suggestions, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Other things that get confusing, when should you file for Social Security? And should your spouse file? Should they not file? What happens? Yes, some of the things were turned off in the last few months and weeks on things, but there's still plenty of sticky rules out there, and we're going to shed some light on some actual case studies here to help you out a little bit. How does it work? How do you make a strategy for getting the most from Social Security for you or you and a spouse? Yeah, that's kind of tricky. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, plus take another look at the markets and any other help that we can give you right here. By the way, you got a question right now? Perfect. Call us right this minute. We'll talk to you. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Go ahead and give us a call. We'll answer your questions right here with the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial, 800-332-7879. We'll see you right after the break.
Bell Towers in Brenham, a community exclusively for seniors 55 and over, is now open and leasing up fast. Hurry in to experience luxury living at an affordable price. Select a one- or two-bedroom apartment, which is beautifully designed with custom amenities, including walk-in closets, ceiling fans, washer and dryer connections, Energy Star-rated appliances, and each apartment has its own private patio. Bell Towers is an active community centrally located in downtown Brenham with convenient access to shopping, recreation, and supportive services. Plus, all residents can also enjoy the private landscape courtyard, cabana with seating, furnished fitness center, arts and crafts room, community room, business center, shuffleboard court, barbecue grills, covered entry, and controlled gated access. But you must hurry because apartments are filling up fast. Stop by Bell Towers at 696 North Market Street across from the Brenham Clinic or call 979-421-8411 or visit their website at belltowers.com. They'll be glad to show you around and take your application. Income restrictions apply.
Keep your boat maintained for safe, trouble-free boating and save when you go to Schmidt Boat Repair on Highway 36 South in Brenham. Chad and Robert, owners of Schmidt Boat Repair, appreciate your patronage and look forward to serving you in the future. For engine repair, boat and trailer electrical work, maintenance, and more, bring your boat and trailer to Schmidt Boat Repair to enjoy trouble-free boating. Schmidt's Boat Repair, 4 miles south of Brenham on Highway 36. Call 979-836-3033 or visit them online at schmidtboatrepair.com.
Lorn Concrete, family-owned since 1986, located in Brenham, LaGrange, Smithville, Caldwell, Prairie View, and Waller. Lorn Concrete delivers results via technology. They implement state-of-the-art technologies to ensure their customers' supreme attention to detail. Whether you're building a new home, business, or farm and ranch structures, start with a strong foundation. Start with Lorn Concrete. Just call 979-836-3664 to speak to a member of Team Lorn. Find out more about Lorn Concrete by visiting their website at lornconcrete.com.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. We believe in giving people a hand up, not a handout. That's why we've developed entrepreneurial operations such as Higgins Branch, Resale Shop, the Furniture Warehouse, and the Cannery Restaurant. These businesses provide jobs which otherwise may not exist for some in the population. Every dollar goes to provide education, job training, and spiritual guidance to those in need. Visit faithmission.us to learn how you can partner with Faith Mission. Thank you and God bless.
Brenham Tire and Auto is a full-service repair and tire shop at 605 South Bluebell Road. Since 1981, Shannon and Dodie Mayer are second-generation owners of a family-run business. If you're a customer, you know they take care of business. If not, call or stop by. It may be the best experience you've ever had in an automotive shop. Their philosophy is, if you don't need it, they won't sell it. So for minor to major repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles, check out Brenham Tire and Auto online at BrenhamTire.com or like them on Facebook or call 836-4811.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neo Financial Group. And by the way, let me give you our office phone number. I know I've had a couple people say, oh, yeah, do it every once in a while on the program, and then I never have. I'm not ready, and I have this. Okay. So here's a warning, and then I'm going to give it again in a couple of minutes so you get a chance to write it down. Okay, 979-836-2903, and then in about 2 minutes I'm going to come back and do that again. In the meantime, let's look at the markets. It's just not doing much here lately.
No, the Dow Jones is up about 0.5%. I mean, it hasn't changed much, and the S&P's up just about 0.5%. NASDAQ now has turned positive, getting close to 0.5%. So basically, it's flat.
Well, I think everybody's just sort of treading water right now, and we're getting ready to go into the summertime when nobody really wants to do a lot, and a lot of the traders on all of the stock exchanges around the world, not just here.
Oh, what's interesting about that, though, is, I mean, we're talking about the markets. And, yeah, when you talk about 0.5%, you say, well, that's not very much. But, you know, when we say, well, the Dow's up almost 100 points, you know, if we were to say the Dow is down almost 100 points, we'd be getting phone calls.
That's right.
Oh. Is my stuff down too? Yeah. So
it's up 100, down 100.
It's still only 0.5%.
Yeah.
Well, I think, and I think too that people have been kind of worried about some things about the economy, some of the jobs picture not looking as good as everybody had hoped. But you got to remember, I mean, look how stinky we were. December, January, horrible.
Yep.
That last quarter and for the beginning of the first quarter of this year, doom and gloom everywhere, and the markets went down, and it was just, And then come February, things started picking up, and then by March, we were rolling again.
Mm-hmm.
And April turned out to be one of the best consumer months we've had since 2009. People out buying.
So that's why you have to get your strategy together. If you're still in the accumulation phase, you still should be putting money away. It doesn't matter whether it's up or down.
It's a good time to be putting money away.
If you're in the retirement phase or income phase, okay, you should be structured so that doesn't matter. It's like if you have a couple of rent houses and the market value goes down by 10%, you're going to sell the houses? No, you're just going to keep taking the income.
Yeah. So
design your strategy ahead of time.
And you know, if you're looking at areas in which to, you know, consider putting some of your investment money, whether it's in your 401k plan and some of the funds they have available to you, or whether you're doing a brokerage account or whatever, what were the biggest items that drove the economy over the last couple of months? Well, that big April surge was in stuff that is longer lasting. Things like refrigerators, cars, TVs, big ticket items, roofs on homes and buildings. So when people spend on that kind of stuff, it usually means that the underpinnings of the economy are not quite so bad. So again, that's the kind of things that economists look at.
Well, that'd be really interesting to take a look since it was April, and we're talking about April. Whether those refrigerators and TVs, those were all bought with tax return money.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Well, and I think a lot of it was. As soon as everybody got the refunds, they were running out to buy stuff. And different procedures like, there was a big surge in Botox sales, as a matter of fact, and cosmetic surgery procedures went up. So again, you know, with disposable income things, that's what you run out with that kind of money and splurge on.
It always amazes me, though. It's always interesting to me that we treat our tax return like a savings account because it pays no interest.
Yeah, but I guess for some people that's probably not a bad deal if you're maybe earlier in your career and you can't save money. Hopefully you got some discipline that you can put some money away. But it is what it is.
That's right.
Well, you know, and one of the things that's very important to all of us, including those of us who are not yet retired, but we're in that window. If we're on the window of 5 years or less, maybe 7 years or less to retirement, how you take Social Security benefits is becoming more and more complicated. Things are changing all the time, and it really is part of financial planning. If you're talking with somebody about how you're going to make ends meet and how much you're going to pull out of your 401k plan and your IRA and all this stuff, and you're making all these projections with your advisor or planner, one of the big things that you're needing to look at, obviously, and the planner should be doing that with you, is looking at how you take Social Security, when you take Social Security, what if you pass away before your spouse, which one of you has the bigger Social Security payment, should you file on, I mean, all of these things are going to be part of your financial well-being going forward. And if you're not having these conversations with somebody, you really need to think about it.
Yeah, that's
having
doubts. One reason to come in for the free review.
Yes.
I was checking out one of our vendors has a really nice Social Security outcome program. You give them the information, and then they'll tell you what would be the optimum way to take Social Security, whether it depends upon when do you want to take it, 62, mm-hmm. 65, what's your spouse doing, are they under a government offset? There's just all these different things involved there.
Well, especially those of you who have state-run benefits programs or federal benefits, but like TRS benefits, for instance, or government pension types of things, you know, or state government things, really be careful about how you're blending
together. We went through this program because Jamie and I, both our spouses are under TRS.
Mm-hmm.
And so under TRS, if you have that government pension, the Social Security benefits are reduced. It just depends upon some other factors. But in my particular case, my wife had full benefits for Social Security. Now, she didn't earn a whole lot because she it was college, early years of working, and then she went into the TRS program, and all the contributions stopped. But what we need to do, if you would like to have us figure out what would be the ideal benefit for you guys, is, well, come in for the free review. In our particular case, it came out the best way for us to maximize our Social Security benefit because my wife could not draw on mine. She she gets a TRS benefit, and it would offset anything she would get from my Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So the program came back and said, okay, at 66, I need to file, but suspend. Don't take the benefit because I'm going to keep working. But she should file also for Social Security benefits. She won't get any out of hers because she's got the government pension.
Yep.
But I can now file on her Social Security benefit and get half of her benefit and not touch mine, even though she can't get any out of her benefit or my benefit. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Well, that way you get to take advantage of her benefit, whereas if she had just taken it, she'd
get nothing.
It would be offset. And
right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's a way to get more money. And
how many of you knew these things? And some of you who are on TRS or other governmental state programs.
What's interesting, too, is where do you get your information? I was talking to a couple the week before last, and they're both still working. They're both eligible for full Social Security. They're past age 66. And they wanted to know how that affects taxes.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that before. If you have a modified adjusted gross income above $44,000 as a couple, then 85% of your Social Security benefit is going to be taxed. Well, they didn't need Social Security, but her sister was telling them that they should take Social Security because if they don't, they lose out on the money that they would get between age 66 and 70, which, you know, maybe that's $150,000 that they would miss out on, but if they don't take it, both of their benefits are going to grow by 8% a year between 66 and age 70, which makes it 32% higher forever.
And they didn't have to pay tax.
And they didn't have to pay tax on it.
Yeah, if you're not taking it, you don't have a check that's coming from Social Security, then you're not going to be taxed on that money at that time.
And it's a hard thing psychologically because you turn 66, you say, I want my benefit. I better take it because you can work full-time and still get your Social Security benefit after full retirement age, but you're going to lose. You're still working, and the Social Security benefit gets tacked on top of
whatever
your earned
salary.
Income.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So it could be anywhere from 15 to 39% tax on that Social Security.
Nobody talks about that fact, you know, that you're getting the benefit, but now your 85% of it is taxable, and you're going to lose at least a third of it to taxes, and you didn't need to.
Yeah. So that's a good strategy. If you don't need it right then, let it grow at least 8% a year. That's not counting cost of living increases during time. Minimum 8% per year, guaranteed by the federal government from age 66 to 70. All right. So if you don't need it, you're not taking it, you're letting it grow. Plus, you're not paying taxes on whatever you're getting in those Social Security checks between 66 and 70. Wow. You know?
Yeah, that's what. Come on in. We'll offer that to our radio listeners. When you come in for your free review, we'll get that information together for you. We'll run that proposal to see what would be the best way for you to take Social Security benefits. But there's a couple things you need to do for us to get that together. And we'll tell you about that after the break.
Yeah, so we'll give you the how-to on that, plus a real-life situation I ran into with somebody who had a spouse who passed away and how the widow filed for benefits and what she did with her own benefit. And we'll talk about that, too. Questions in the meantime? Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Give us a call right now. We'll talk to you in private on the phone while the commercials are rolling. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Navasota, Bryan, and Sealy have the compact cab tractors that let you work in superior comfort and more control than ever before. New Boomer 37, 41, and 47 cab tractors from New Holland. They feature gear or hydrostat transmission choices along with a New Holland factory-installed cab. These roomy cabs from New Holland will make that job much easier and way more comfortable than any weather condition. See these compact cab tractors for yourself at WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy.
Washington County Tractor. Howdy, I'm Larry with Intake Pest Management. We are so fortunate to live in the Brazos and Colorado Valley areas. However, we have pests that invade our homes and businesses. Intake has been providing quality pest management services for over 17 years. We hope that our clients think of us as a member of their family. To secure your home from an existing problem or to keep problems from occurring, please call Intake Pest Management at 830-0909 or 846-0611 or look us up online. At Intake Pest Management, we want to be your pest control company.
One of the two things vehicle owners fear most is transmission trouble. Bring your truck or car to Jayco Transmission in Brenham for everything from checking the fluid levels to changing the fluid, from repairing your transmission to installing a newer rebuilt one. If you think there's something wrong, Jayco will test drive your vehicle to see how it's behaving, run a diagnostic to pinpoint the problem, and then repair or replace your transmission. So trust Jayco Transmissions for your transmission repairs. 1104 South Austin. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
Osteopathic physicians are trained in the entire scope and practice of medicine, bringing a patient-centered, holistic, hands-on approach to diagnosing and treating illness and injury. Osteopathic physicians work in partnership with their patients to help them achieve a higher level of wellness by focusing on health education as well as injury and disease prevention. Dr. Robert Stark, Brenham's osteopathic family physician. 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
When it comes to your prescription medicines, there are two important things you want from your pharmacist. You want your prescriptions filled accurately, and you want them filled promptly. Since 1953, families in Brenham and Washington County have relied on the skill and advice of a local pharmacist at 303 North Park Street. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kenjura Pharmacy, trust has always been an important part of their business. The next time you need to fill a prescription, do what others have been doing for decades. Ask for Kenjura Pharmacy in downtown Brenham.
For some of the best kolaches and barbecue in Texas, visit Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli in Chapel Hill. Barbecue plates include brisket, ribs, chicken, and sausage with lots of freshly made sides, homemade red and delicious barbecue sauce. Be sure to order a dessert. You can choose from meringue and fruit pies, cinnamon rolls, cookies, and a variety of other pastries baked daily. Dine in, take out, or call in orders to go at 836-0910. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, 8900 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill.
The Olympic Games were created by Heracles, one of the most famous heroes of Greek mythology.
It started in ancient Greece in 776 BC. Now the torch has arrived in Brenham. The KWHI 1280 Summer Games are here, and we're bringing you prizes of Olympic proportion. When you hear the sounds of the Summer Games, let the games begin. Be caller 6 at 836-9937, and you could win prizes worth a gold medal, like tickets to Six Flags Fiesta Texas, the Houston Zoo, Horseshoe Junction in Brenham, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center, as well as a grand prize two-night stay at the Guadalupe River Houses in New Braunfels. The KWHI Summer Games are being brought to you by
Fireplaces at Cetera and Bryan, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Brenham Family Dental, Cheer Factory and Cash Station Jewelry and Loan in Brenham, and Orsak's Furniture and Appliances in Giddings.
Win a gold medal prize in the KWHI Summer Games from Friendly Country KWHI 1280 in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. And here's our office phone number again. Gave you plenty of time to go out and get that pencil or pen. Here it is again, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. If you want to come in for your free review, let's do a little Social Security planning maybe with you. Sometimes it's not too late. You know, sometimes you can go ahead and say, I don't really need to do this right now. I don't need to have my money right now. I'm going to suspend it. Do you realize that you may be able to do that? Suspend it for another two or 3 years, then take it, let it grow. There are all kinds of things. And let me say something about this. And I have an article here that reiterates this thing. You really need to run the numbers carefully to reach your decisions, especially if you're a couple and you got a spouse with one source of income that's higher than yours, or et cetera, et cetera. and should be aware, and this is a quote here from this article, should be aware that the Social Security Administration will not reach out to you with guidance. Shocking as that may seem.
Surprise, surprise.
They're not going to call you. And especially, like, if your spouse passes away, they're not going to call you on the phone and say, hey, you know what? You should really switch over to your own benefit or, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Or you should wait to collect on the other person or the other person's, you know. Don't ever think that they're going to call you. You need to be proactive here. You have a great Social Security office here in Brenham. Right there on Bluebell Road and 290. No excuses for not going in there and sitting down and getting things absolutely, at least somewhat straightened out. But again, they're not going to advise you specifically most of the time on different strategies. And that's why you need to come in for the free review, because we can help you clear the air, figure out what is happening and what might be a couple of ways for you to go.
Like Jamie says, come on in for that free review. We can review your Social Security and give you some questions to ask them.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing, too.
What questions should you be asking?
Uh-huh.
Because they're not, by law, pretty much, they're not allowed to give you advice. Hey, you know,
right,
if you did it this way and took part of this and part of that, it'd be better for you. They're not financial advisors. They're not supposed to. So
they'll just say you get X amount at this point. You get another X amount at this point.
Okay.
Or, and then you have to make up your mind and weigh all this stuff and see whether it's better to take, not, whatever.
Okay, a couple things I said right before the break you need to do before we can run a proposal for you for maximizing your Social Security benefits. And this is something everybody should do anywhere. Go to socialsecurity.gov, G-O-V, and sign up for, I mean, it's free, it's simple, mysocialsecurity.gov. It's your own, basically, website or information on the Social Security website, and it will download all your personal information, your work history. And for us to be able to run one of those scenarios, we have to have a copy of your work history. And it's a very easy thing to get, but it was kind of neat. I could see on my wife's deals, she worked through college. You can see the years from when it started. You can see the years when we had babies. There's zero. And then you could see the years when she got to working for under TRS, because under TRS, you still pay Medicare premiums.
Mm-hmm.
So it listed all her income, even though the Social Security wasn't taken out, but it listed the Medicare. And so by using that, the system was able to figure out what would be the best maximize using at what age for us to take Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But you should get that anyway, just so you can see your work history.
Yeah, but if you want to come in and have us run the numbers with you on different strategies, we need to have that before you come in so we can do that. A couple of notes here I wanted to say, too, and I'm going to call this Mike and Ann, but I just had somebody who this actually happened to, and there's a little scenario that's very similar to a couple I've worked with. Mike and Ann, Ann's 66, so she's full retirement age. When her husband Mike passes away, so she's entitled to her full benefit, which is $2,000 a month at that point. All right. Now, Mike had already begun his benefits at full retirement age of 66, and he was getting $2,200 a month when he passed. So, what should she do? Well, she could file for the survivor benefit. That's his.
Mm-hmm.
At $2,200 a month, and what does she do about hers? She doesn't take it. She lets it grow.
She suspends it.
She's full retirement age. She could certainly take that money, her $2,000 a month, but why would she when she can get his as a widow's benefit, spouse's benefit? At $2,200 a month, she leaves her $2,000 a month to grow instead at 8% per year, not even counting any cost of living adjustments that might be even more than that, but it's guaranteed at 8% a year to grow until she's age 70. And so she will eventually then drop his at 70,
mm-hmm,
take her own, and by that time her $2,000 a month benefit has grown to $2,640 a month. She's got $5,280 more per year annual income at age 70.
One little point. You don't get both.
You don't get both.
You've got to pick one or the other.
But she gets her husband's right. higher benefit when he passes away. She lets hers grow at 8% minimum per year until she's 70. And then she drops his, takes hers. Wow.
Pay increase.
There you go. All right, so that's just one of a number of different things out there. Again, give us a call at the office. If you want to come in for that free review, we'll do your Social Security workup plan, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
See you back here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered SIPC.